Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I'm not going to tell you when we'll bring it to the floor, but it will be in time. How about that? Trust us. We're working through the process in a way that I think the people will be proud of.
With just 4 days until a possible government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are pursuing a two-step funding plan, splitting a continuing resolution in half. But he's getting a cold reception. A member of the far-right Freedom Caucus sharply criticized just extending current spending levels to February without deep cuts. Police are looking for whoever sent threatening letters, some containing fentanyl, to election offices in at least 5 states last week. Julie Wise tells the Associated Press her King County office in Washington State got a similar letter last August.
We all know here, though, that they're intentionally trying to break us. Break us enough to stop elections, and that's not going to happen.
Progressive groups March for Our Lives and the Sunrise Movement say President Joe Biden risks losing millions of young voters unless he calls for a ceasefire in Gaza. New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says she's been warning Democrats for years.
It has been growing and growing, and I think what young people really want to see is an assertive stance from this administration.
A recent Quinnipiac poll finds two-thirds of under-35 voters oppose sending more military aid to Israel, and Biden's favorability among young voters has fallen to 25%. Meanwhile, Biden faces another third-party challenge. Jill Stein says she'll seek the Green Party nomination again.
The political system is broken. The two Wall Street parties are bought and paid for.
Stein's announcement came the same day Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he won't run for re-election, raising speculation he could seek the presidency through the No Labels Party. And Democratic Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips is vowing to invest his own fortune in his primary run against Biden.
I'm trying to give voice to an exhausted majority in the United States of America that does not want a repeat of 2020.
Polls show anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. leading both Biden and former President Donald Trump among independents and voters under 45. Native voters in Nevada had the highest turnout of all demographic groups in 2020, in part because lawmakers there are working to boost their ballot access. Carrie Dermick with All Voting is Local says there are more places to vote on reservations.
We really grew reservation-based polling places from 2 polling places in 2019 to 17 in 2022. And hopefully in 2024, we'll see even more.
Republican lawmakers in Ohio say they'll try to ensure the GOP-run legislature and not the courts will control abortion. That's in spite of an amendment voters just passed by a landslide to put abortion rights in the state constitution. Pro-choice groups say they'll ask the courts to repeal any remaining restrictions there. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.